every 5 years, you should flush the system so that people get a new experience when they come in, and you know, and even throw a party and call it a grand reopening. What kind of floor do you have?
Laminated.
Yeah, laminated.
Okay, so that's easily can come up, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're just okay. Like little puzzle pieces.
When you get rid of those white cabinets, right? And you'll get rid of that as well, and then you'll start all over again. And in 5 years, I promise you, and you're still going to be in business because that's a great location. So in 5 years, just look around. None of that's going to be there if you're smart. Okay. And you do this to draw in the new customers to see something different. And, you know, because they can get on Instagram and Facebook and see all your pictures. And, you know, but when you have new ones, they're like, oh, I got to go back in and see that.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives. Right. Plus, man, you're going to be able to write it all off anyway. Who cares? And by that time, you're going to need that kind of write off.
Yeah.
Because okay, yeah. I did. I had to do. That's why I have to do it. Every 2 years, I have to flush the system.
Okay. Yeah. We got it written down. So
and remember, you got to paint the walls again too, not the ceiling.
Not the ceiling. Ceiling stays black.
Ceiling's black forever. Forever.
Okay.
Okay. I like that for sure.
And remember, you got to leave the ductwork that color because it's fire code. The silver has to stay that way. Hey, but find out from your painter or your HVAC guy, is that true? Can I paint this?
Because he said yes. He said we can. We can paint the ducts except the fans.
So okay. Your fire code's different than ours because we actually have to have heat. I don't think you guys have to ever have much heat.
We have more than enough.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know.
All right. So this whole front would be where the register is going to be at, which I need to ask you some questions on the POS system. I thought about all of this having our bread and butter, which is probably going to be disposables. All this front part, and maybe that one over there too, disposables.
Why would you do that when you could put them up on the wall?
Because I thought about putting my cigarettes up here on the wall.
Are you going to sell cigarettes?
Yeah, probably.
You ain't never heard me talk about that?
Well, I know on cigarettes you make pennies, but I do think a lot of people will come in for a pack of cigarettes and maybe they'll get a lighter or maybe, you know.
Okay, so let's me and you agree that in, say, 3 months, let's give it 90 days once you're open, mm-hmm. to reevaluate, go in your POS system and pull up an order, pull up your sales orders of cigarettes, how many cigarettes you've sold, okay?
Okay.
Then you tell me if the profit from those sales in 90 days justifies a whole section of that wall. I swear to you, I did it for 2 full years, right?
So you don't sell any cigarettes in your stores?
No, sir. No, sir. Not even clove. Not even clove cigarettes. Wow. Because I can't sell them cheaper than the gas station.
That's true.
We have a gas station right across the street as well, so we can't compete with them.
How are you going to bang heads with them? Why give up precious real estate for it?
Well, you know what? I went to a smoke shop up here. It's about a mile away from us. And, well, I was inside trying to look around, and this guy walked in and bought a whole pack of cigarettes, and it was like $98.
Okay, but how much did it cost the retailer to purchase those?
Oh, probably I don't know.
$95.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, honestly, that you don't know how right you probably are. I know that cartons of cigarettes in Kentucky, we make $5 on a carton. Hey, but that's if they buy a carton. Now, if they buy a pack at a time, we make $6.75. Big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Pennies, man, pennies.
Well, I mean, I had to think, you know, of how much room that takes, you know. Okay, so there's about a carton's length, and you got to think you're going to set it inside there. And how many cartons do you want to have up? And I'll tell you another thing that brings the crooks that to break into your building, cigarettes.
True.
Because it's an easy sale, man. They know everybody and their brother wants a $5 carton.
Okay, so cigarettes are out the window.
No. You guys have to talk amongst yourselves. But, I mean, if you do it, what I'm saying is give it 90 days And which brands are you going to carry?
Yeah, probably the basics. I have a buddy that has a smoke shop that has been helping me out on this. I was probably just going to lean towards him and see what sells best for him and go based on
that. How close is he to you?
Oh, he's about 30 miles away, 20 miles away.
Okay, so his demographic is going to be different than your demographic.
Yeah.
So just remember that. So if you've got every style of Marlboro, every style of Cool, every style of Newport, I don't even know anybody else, what anybody else, Winston, Pall Mall, anything like that. If you do that, what if it don't sell? Are you going to smoke them?
Hell no, man. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Well, all,
let me ask you this. Do you smoke weed?
I do, a lot.
Okay, all right. So if anything goes wrong, you got plenty of pipes in, right?
Oh, yeah. I could definitely put them.
No, yeah, okay. So what I'm saying, I don't smoke weed anymore. But I have a real understanding of the culture. Yeah. Real understanding. So understand that you have to have that understanding to be able to have some empathy for the customer.
Yeah.
You don't smoke cigarettes.
I don't.
Does any of y'all smoke them?
No. The weed.
No, I can tell. No, I can tell because you don't have those creases in the side of your mouth. Well, that's what cigarettes do. Cigarettes give that crease. You know, really? For women, not for dudes, but for women, it gives a crease in the side of their mouth.
What the hell? I didn't know that.
Hey, and you all, it looks like crow's feet around your eyes. It's around your mouth. Okay? I know instantly when I go to the gym, I can see the cigarette smokers in the building. Because I can see it in their mouth. That's and crazy. I mean, it's almost a party trick that I can figure it out real easy. I don't even have to see you smoking. I don't have to see your teeth. I can see your mouth. Yeah, y'all gonna pay attention now. Y'all gonna be paying attention now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna stick to us now. Every time we see a person with a
cigarette. Hey, but so what I'm getting at here about the cigarettes, understand that the cigarettes, you can't empathize or understand the culture because y'all don't use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think I'm pretty sure there's a lot of smokers here in Vegas that for cigarettes, but everybody's hooked on these, man, on disposable.
That's what I'm saying. Take that whole area, and that's all that's going to be there. I'm going to make you more money right there. I paid for this whole call right there. You just give me the idea of the cigarette.
So this whole...
You're going to have a brick of tin of Elf Bar or EB Designs up there, and it's going to make you more money than a carton of cigarettes.
True.
And it's going to take up the same. And you know, everybody you know has got one or two of them on them at all times.
Yeah.
How many you got?
Zero right now, but we're going to have a whole bunch.
No, I mean, you know, did you all carry around and smoke? Now, you know, the girls may have a couple on them right now in the purse.
Yeah, you know what? We try every brand. Every brand that we could think of, we've tried it.
That's what I'm saying.
So
how much money have you spent on them?
Me personally, I trade my work for these.
Well, okay, but you understand what I'm saying.
But these... You know, I know the amount of
money you purchased, how much is the general public doing?
I know I could take two of these a week, so that's what, 50 bucks out here? 50 bucks
God,
a week.
Jesus God. I sell them three for 45.
I've seen the videos. Yeah, you're just trying to get everybody, get them all out, right?
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe. I mean, but I'm selling a pallet a week.
A pallet a week.
A pallet a freaking...
That's crazy, man. That's good.
A week.
Per store.
That's crazy.
Per store.
Per store. That is crazy. That's crazy, damn, man. That's good crazy. Stuff, man. Good Hell stuff.
Yeah. That's why I know where the money's at, and it's not cigarettes.
Okay.
We are no different. Louisville's 17th largest city in America. We are no different than Las Vegas. Our economy is the same. I can literally pull it up here, and houses my size are selling the same amount in Vegas. So our economy is the same.
Okay.
Cigarettes is not where it's at, my friend.
Okay. Well, then we'll stick to the disposables.
Well, I mean, you do what's right for you, but in 90 days, please pull your report and ask yourself, how many did I sell, or how many sales did I make on cigarettes? How many sales did I make on disposables? And I bet you in 90 days, you ain't got no more cigarettes. You'll throw them in the garbage to make room for more disposable.